Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Tuesday of the 41st week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we continue our study of Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 108. Question 108. What does the seventh commandment teach us? That all unchastity is accursed of God, and that we should therefore loathe it with our whole heart, and live chastely and modestly, whether in holy wedlock or single life. We live in a distinctly immodest culture. Indeed, modesty is laughed at. It is ridiculed. It is derided by most people, sometimes even by Christians. We as a culture have been so inundated with Freudian psychology that we take for granted the lie that sexuality is that which defines us, or at least is a large part of our identity. And so we flaunt it. In a wholesale rejection of the mores of modesty, we advertise our sexuality in whatever way we see fit, and then we demand that the world accept it. This is not only foreign to the Holy Scriptures, it is anathema to the law of God. Modesty, though out of vogue in our day, is something to be cultivated by Christians in obedience to the Word of God. Paul addressed this in 1 Timothy 2, verse 9, pointing out that women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel with modesty and self-control. And while many think this sexist, that he didn't speak to men in such a manner, the reality of that day was there was no need to, as men generally dressed the same all the time. Women, on the other hand, could adorn themselves in such a way as to convey their availability for sexual favors, and particularly as prostitutes. In today's culture, it is necessary for both men and women to heed the call of the Scriptures to modesty. For to dress in a lewd or lascivious fashion is to tempt others to sin. To draw attention to ourselves in a sexual manner is to misuse our bodies which are not our own, as we confess in Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 1. Rather than seek attention in a way that is immoral and untoward, we are to glorify God in how we conduct ourselves, in how we speak, and how we dress. And to dress or conduct ourselves in an immodest manner is a violation of the seventh commandment. Many people tend to get hung up at this point, arguing that the standards of modesty change from age to age and from culture to culture. And while it is true that cultural norms do go a long way in defining modesty in any given society, to wonder whether we should always dress as if we are from Victorian England or Puritan America is to miss the point. For more than merely how we dress, modesty is an attitude and a way of comporting ourselves. And it is, at the root, a heart issue. It is an issue of pride. It is an issue of selfishness. The biblical word for modesty used by Paul indicates regard for others and respect. Thus, modesty is a way of acting, speaking, and dressing that does not draw undue attention to ourselves, but is respectful of others in a way that allows us to esteem them higher than ourselves, as Paul tells us to do in Philippians chapter 2. Biblical modesty is not seeking to elicit the eye of others in ways that might incite them to greed, envy, or lust. Biblical modesty is a standard of daily living that gives regard to our brothers and sisters in Christ, to our neighbors, and even to our enemies in such a way that shows them respect and does not tempt them to sin. As Paul instructs us in Romans 14, verse 19, so then let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. Thus, in love for others and in obedience to God, we should therefore loathe such sins with our whole heart, and live chastely and modestly before all, that among his people, in a distinctly immodest culture, God might truly receive all the glory. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.